Wacky weather conditions make it a challenge for farmers to manage nutrients in the soil. An enhanced efficiency fertilizer is one solution on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and more power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD-TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD-TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Maximizing yield starts with smart nitrogen management. Holding nitrogen in the soil for when the plants need it the most can be a management headache. Nitrogen loss is usually driven by weather conditions, especially large rainfall events. Those same conditions also make it hard to get in the field if you need to replace the nitrogen. Alan Blaylock is the agronomy manager for Agrium Wholesale. He says one option is called ESN, a fertilizer that helps protect against nitrogen loss.
It's a polymer-coated control-release fertilizer. In other words, the nitrogen is encapsulated within a polymer coating. That polymer coating regulates the nitrogen supply, and it protects the nitrogen against loss when it's not being used by the crop.
That means it'll hold on to the nitrogen even through a gully washer rain. Blaylock says it can be applied at a variety of times. In most situations, that would be as a pre-plant. In some areas where fall nitrogen applications are an acceptable practice, it can be used instead of anhydrous ammonia. The release time of ESN is about 60 to 80 days and is controlled by temperature.
So in March, when we make this application, the soil is quite cool still. And at that temperature, the release is very slow. So early in the season, before the crop is planted, or even early in the crop growth, the crop isn't using much nitrogen. ESN releases slowly during this time. As the soil warms up, the crop grows faster, it needs more. ESN responds to that same temperature to release faster.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about smart nitrogen at agriculture.com.